It was once the largest prison in the nation, and quite possibly the world, a place housing criminals from a huge swath of the U.S. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Many a movie has been made about the prison at Alcatraz. Mike Gruce says the story from the old Missouri State Penitentiary goes far beyond the Rock in San Francisco Bay.
This prison was here for 100 years before Alcatraz ever got its first inmate. The other important factor is that Alcatraz, at its largest point, I guess what they listed as capacity, held 305 prisoners as their maximum capacity, and this prison housed 5,300 inmates.
Gruce served as warden here in the 1990s. This prison closed in 2004 and is now open for tours.
This prison was the largest prison in the United States for a number of years, and this prison housed everyone, meaning from the most minor offender to the mass murderer serial killer, as well as women. We had several hundred women here for almost 80 years.
The prison here in Jefferson City grew in part because of the way this country was settled.
If you were an early settler in this country and you went out in the plains, went to Kansas or on west on a wagon train and you committed a crime, there were no prisons out there. And the nearest prison they could access would have been this prison.
Over half the inmates could well have been people from outside the state of Missouri, and the prison location on the Missouri River was due to settlement patterns as well.
This prison opened in 1836, which was the same year Davy Crockett was killed at the Alamo. So we're a Pioneer's Day prison. And there simply weren't roads around Missouri for wagons and buggies. And so the prison was built here against the river.
More with Mike next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.